Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 158, Seek First. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it, because it sounds familiar, because Jesus is not offering a productivity tip. He is reordering the entire structure of what you chase. First, just one word, and it decides everything. Whatever leads your pursuit governs your day. It governs your heart. When you wake up and the first thing you're running after is approval, financial security, what people think, what's still unresolved, those things aren't evil in themselves, but when they lead, they rule. They become your master before you've had breakfast. Jesus says, no, the kingdom first. Seeking the kingdom is not a religious exercise. It is a decision about who's in charge. It is waking up and saying, today, God governs here. Not my anxiety, not my agenda, not the thing I haven't figured out yet. It is wanting His reign to take shape before your own plans do. And alongside the kingdom, He speaks of righteousness, His righteousness. That matters, because the world we live in says success justifies the path. That if the outcome is good, the method can be questionable. But that is not the promise Jesus is making. The promise belongs to the one who seeks both the kingdom and His righteousness. The how matters as much as the what. Integrity is not an obstacle to the life God blesses. It is the road itself. Now, that word added, what you need will come. Provision follows priority. Not like a formula, not like an automatic reward, but like a harvest ripening under the watchful eye of the one who owns the field. God has not lost sight of what you need. He saw it before you felt the need. And when you put the kingdom first, you are not betting on the unknown. You are trusting the Father who already knows. This matters because the whole context of this verse is worry. Jesus was speaking to people who were afraid of tomorrow. What will I eat? What will I wear? Will there be enough? And He didn't dismiss those questions. He took them seriously, but He said, the answer is not found in your ability to control what's coming. It's found in who governs your today. Today's bread. Today's trust. Tomorrow has God in it too. So what do you do with this? Today, give God the first slot of your day, before the screen, before the coffee, before you check what's waiting for you. That first moment, however small, give it. It doesn't have to be long. It has to be first. Pray before you act. Put the kingdom at the front. And watch what the rest of the day does around that one decision. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.